Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker. Apparently, the reluctant speaker, too. And with me is, you know, my mom, Debbie Peters. Yeah, we're going to just keep that one. She's also known as the networking guru, and she's my retired business partner and all that. Hi, Mom. How's things going?
They're going great. I feel good.
Oh, good. We just got off spring break. What can I? You honestly can't expect me to be even coherent. So.
How are things going? No, it's not spring break. You were at Pandaren.
Well, that's right. Well, I was Pandaren during spring break. So yes. I was working as a trainer for Pandaren. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with this group, they teach a problem solving mechanism, but they teach it through the process of a virtual factory. And it's a week long training program, and I get to run the factory, and I get to be all the characters that you might meet in the factory. And, you know, if someone might try calling the office, and I get to wear a big floppy hat and Alice, the operator, how may I direct your call?
You don't have any fun at all, right?
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, but it is a long week of training. And then right after that, we took the whole family to Great Wolf Lodge, where we got to ride on slides and play Magi Quest and everything. And so now it's Monday. It's a back to a normal work day. And I'm so grateful because I can finally rest.
Well, guess what? Gable's back at daycare for the first time in a month.
Oh, that's gotta be marvelous for you.
Yeah, Steve said he almost jerked his arm off when he took him in there this morning.
He was so excited.
And the daycare place told Steve last Friday that they had hired extra staff because they figured the dogs were going to be rambunctious.
Probably, yes. Yes, I'm guessing. Well, I'll be anxious to hear the report.
I'm sure he'll be exhausted.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, definitely. So back to what we normally talk about, which is networking. We decided to cover something. It's now springtime. This episode will probably be going out right around the 1st of May, I'm thinking. And so a good idea to start talking a little bit and thinking and planning for sort of the summer doldrums, how to deal with this idea of cyclical networking. Because this is the time of year when a lot of groups don't have meetings, right?
Yeah, they tend to take off either a couple or 3 months of the summer, June and July or June, July, and August. And so if you are basing a lot of your marketing on the networking opportunities that the groups that you belong to provide, mm-hmm. there's going to be a huge hole in your marketing if you don't look at this in advance and make a different plan on what you can do.
Right, right. And for some of it, you might only be missing out on one meeting a month or whatever, but still, if you were counting on that one meeting to meet new people or make new connections or, you know, whatever, it's that's going to be missing. And so pay attention to that.
Well, and if the group only meets monthly and you miss, one meeting, that's the whole shebang for that month.
Yep.
So there's lots of different ways that you can get around that. So one is right away thinking about, okay, what else can I do in that time?
Mm-hmm.
How can I spend that time that I already have set aside anyway? And so you could actually go visit a different group that does meet in the summer.
Okay. So you might look at, if it's a chamber, I know some chambers actually do meet all through the year. They don't take a break. So maybe in nearby town or whatever, check and see what they have, right?
A chamber in a nearby town or maybe a different group entirely. Maybe instead of a chamber, you're going to go visit or think about joining a social club, you know, maybe a country club or maybe the golf league. Maybe you've wanted to take up golf forever. Or maybe you wanted to, like, I still want to take up pickleball and I haven't had the opportunity to do it.
But, pickleball.
Take okay. a walk. Yeah. So look at what your list of to do, you know, you want to do is, and maybe it's time to do it in the summer when you have more time because your groups aren't meeting.
Maybe head down to the local rec center and get in some pickup basketball games or something. It's
yeah.
All right. So, so look for those exchanges with a different group so that you might be able to check it out. And, you know, or you were talking about, also we could, you know, if you're going to a chamber, maybe go to a service club, that still meets, or, you know, something more social, you know, something more enjoyable. You don't necessarily have to only be business oriented. You know, sometimes you can.
Yeah. And that's why I suggest a social club or social group, which is, you know, the country club and so forth. Another thing that, for example, you could volunteer either for the same group or, or a different group. And for example, the Maumee Chamber, as wonderful as it is, does not have a lunch meeting in June.
Okay.
The reason is they have the all-star golf outing.
Oh, right.
It's like, you know, it's huge and they need lots of volunteers. And it's so successful that they have a morning flight and an afternoon flight. So they need people from 6 o'clock in the morning up until probably 8:30 at night. And you don't have to volunteer that whole time, but you can go to the chamber director and say, I have time between 10 and 12. What could I do for you? Probably you could sell raffle tickets, which is a great way to meet people.
I know it's something you do frequently. So.
Yeah. I'll be selling probably drone tickets again for the golf outing this year.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Maybe not. Cause I have my,
cochlear
implant, like just like 5 days before that, I think, 4 days before that.
Okay, so it may not be the most optimal time for you.
Yeah. I may be taking time off just to read my book and eat bonbons.
Well, and some might argue also during that time, it's okay. If you've been doing a bang up job with your networking up until that point, if you take a month off, it's probably okay. If you really feel the need to take a break, if you're planning on going on vacation, that's all right.
Yeah.
You know, don't stress out about it. But
yeah. Although what I would do is have some appointments already scheduled for
when you get back,
or activities scheduled for the week, the month after already before you leave.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. If you don't schedule something, then that 2 weeks off that you took turns into 2 months. And then suddenly there's that huge gap, and which is exactly what we're talking about avoiding in the first place.
Yes.
Okay. So we have this option of checking out other groups. Mm-hmm. I would argue you can also look at modifying some of your activities.
Yeah.
So the group might not be there, but you still have all the relationships.
So, excellent.
So why not, you know, start, you know, you can bump up your coffee time or your lunch time or your breakfast time or whatever you usually like to meet with other people in your network.
Yeah, that's a great example. And you can identify people that are the most helpful for you to meet with for whatever reason. You know, we're all going to have different variables. And the best thing about it is if they're a member of the same group, they're going to have time too.
No, that's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you really wanted to, you could combine both of them. You could find someone else who wants to go and check out a new group with you. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing that you can do is that you can create your own event.
Okay, tell me more about that, because the idea of creating my own networking event, that fills me with dread. So <that's>,
well, and you're probably thinking of Huge, right? When I say networking event.
I mean, that's what we picture is this you know, this chamber lunch where there's 150 people show up.
So how about, I know some of you have heard about the calendars where it tells you what day it is, like National Day of Chocolate or National Day of
National Bagel Day or
whatever. Yeah. So get one of those calendars and, you know, kind of look at it over the summer and see what some of the national days are. And then just pick a couple and say, okay, it's the National Day of Bacon. And call three or four people and say, hey, let's get together. Let's go to this restaurant, and it's the National Day of Bacon, so let's all order something that has bacon in it.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You know, networking, it doesn't have to be a networking. It doesn't have to just be the National Day of Networking about bacon networking event. It could just be, let's just get together and chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I guess you could do that around almost any activity that would be, you know, I know that sometimes in the summertime, you've got a blockbuster movie that comes out. If you know that you have a bunch of movie fans, why not reach out and say, hey, we're getting together. And I don't know. I found for some of these things, you pick a day and then see who can come.
Yes.
Don't try and find a bunch of people who want to come and then pick a day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you could match make.
Yeah.
Speaking of picking a date.
What do you mean by matchmaking, Mom?
I mean, you could have a group of people come over and you might have two of them that you want to introduce to each other.
For either social or business purposes.
Yes. Yes.
So it's a select group, as it were.
Yeah. So it could, you know, you and I are the introverts, so we want small groups because that's where we feel comfortable with.
Certainly. Yeah.
But if you're an extrovert, more is merrier for you. And so just, you know, put it out there, but, you know, send out 3,000 invites and see who shows up.
Put it on Facebook, put it on LinkedIn, let them all know, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess there's the, you know, the whole meetup. I don't even know how that meetup thing works. Maybe you can put it on Meetup too, and meetup.com. And
you know. I think you just list it and then people who are interested sign up to come and boom.
Okay. So that's another option. Okay. Anything else we could do with our summertime?
There's probably lots of other things that we can do, but I think those are three good ones that, you know, will at least get us started, you know, changing up.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we're talking about is basically we need to look for replacements to our networking, which may not happen. And this might not only be summertime too. I know sometimes in around Christmas, around the end of the year, you'll see a gap at that time. But you can still fill those times and not let your networking lapse.
Yeah. My big joke is that, you know, people in the North America only work 6 months of the year.
Oh, is that? You know,
Cause they don't work June, July, or August.
And then from Halloween to New Year's, right?
Yeah, November, December, January. No one's ready to work in January, so those 6 months are out.
Okay. And we don't want to be that person. So
no.
So our recommendation is look for other groups you can attend, focus on other activities such as one-to-ones, and possibly even have your own small networking event based upon whatever you'd like to base it on. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into the program today. If you enjoyed it and got a few ideas, please do comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear about what you do to kind of offset that cyclic nature that sometimes happens in networking. And if you'd like to hear more, of course, we come back every single week. So please do subscribe. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about our new virtual training programs, go to connextnation.com.